Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mode, and we haven't talked FAU football in a while, and we haven't talked to Kevin Fielder in a while, and we'll do both right now. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on this Wednesday evening.
Hey, Larry, thanks for having me again. How you doing today?
Good, doing great. You know, obviously a lot going on still. We haven't talked to you through either of the national signing days, the December date or last week, and the transfer portal. Fill everybody in on FAU football. It's been a while.
Yeah, so, you know, FAU had, I think it's safe to say, a very successful recruiting time in both the early signing period and the later national signing day that came February, or actually earlier this month. But, right. You know, FAU did a really good job of adding a lot of key talent in a lot of key positions, and they made sure that a lot of it was from South Florida. You know, we can talk all we want about how South Florida recruits the best players, but if you're not going to go out there and recruit those guys, that changed the situation. But FAU, they went out there, they got, I believe, like 15 guys from Florida, most of them from South Florida. You know, they got two guys from Palm Beach County, they got a whole bunch of guys from Broward and Dade. And then the transfer portal, they did their job. They went out, got a quarterback in Michael Johnson Jr., who just a year or two ago was being recruited by some of the top college football programs in the country, the Oregons, the Miamis, the Penn States. And then they went out there and they got an offensive tackle, Andrew Pacelli, who is from the Florida State, played under Taggart before when Taggart was at Florida State. You know, just overall, I think it was a very successful time on the recruiting trail for FAU.
You know, Kevin, when you take a look, too, obviously a lot of the we even talked earlier to Coach Narduzzi from Pittsburgh, and he said the same thing, is they recruited better regionally than they've ever recruited before. Obviously, that's COVID. Miami did the same thing. FIU got a lot of kids from, you know, Dade County, a lot of Southern Broward County kids. Was that maybe one of the reasons why FAU did that, kept it so regional, you know, into Broward, as you mentioned, into Palm Beach? Because usually, I know it was a different regime, but the MO was to head up north, you know, to Treasure Coast, maybe into the Melbourne area, up even into Jacksonville. They didn't do that much.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Coach Taggart said when he was hired back in last December or even two Decembers ago, that the focus was going to be recruiting the area, and that, you know, he said that you can't really win in football if you can't even recruit your own area. And, you know, I think a lot of it was because of COVID. You know, I think a lot of teams benefited from recruiting locally in COVID. And when you have such good talent in an area like South Florida, you know, there are guys going Division I everywhere in South Florida, every high school. It makes it a lot easier to recruit locally. And, you know, Willie Taggart made it a promise to recruit locally. And when you make that promise, you better stick to it in college football, I think. And it definitely showed that he at least stuck to it to an extent. You know, 15 recruits in, you know, Florida, and a lot of those from Palm Beach or from South Florida is very important in college football. And being able to win your own recruiting ground is very important.
You know, you're 100% right. And especially where a lot of the athletes maybe felt better staying closer to home this year. And, you know, and it's probably going to work out for their advantage because, like you said, their game plan was coming in was to, you know, hit the Broward Palm Beach area. But everybody's is until you get here and find out that everybody else has the same game plan you have. And maybe some of the kids, you know, then I know that in a couple of the regimes, maybe the Pelini regime, that they felt going up towards Jacksonville and outside the area was a better deal. And I like the way they're doing it now. I really do, because of the fact that I saw the kids that they, you know, I thought they got really a couple of steals, you know, through this whole thing. I thought the running back out of Northwestern that they got, who's already enrolled there, I think that he's going to end up being a steal. And I also think that the Okino King, the lineman from there, they were both underexposed this year because of COVID. And I think that the FAU did their homework.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you mentioned that Zuberi Mobley is a steal. He is a Division I, probably Power 5 recruit who didn't get that recognition, because I think part of it was he moved from New York to down to South Florida, played a year at, I can't even remember the high school right
New
now,
Orleans.
But then moved to...
He was at New Orleans first.
Yes, he was at Miami New Orleans, then moved to Miami Northwestern, and, you know, just he's an insane player, and a lot of the guys that they got from South Florida are very good players, you know. The two guys from Atlantic, Jabari Hill and Jabari McClendon, are two very terrific players who come from a really good high school football program. You mentioned Okino King, Jamal Adrien from Fort Lauderdale. These are all
another
guys who should all be getting Power 5 offers. And,
yeah,
you know, in the case of Adrien, he got Power 5 offers. He just chose to go to FAU. He chose FAU over teams like Wake Forest.
Wow.
And a lot of that is, you know, when you can win your own area. And yes, it's a little easier said than done when you recruit in South Florida, where every single college football program is coming down here to try and steal guys away from you. But
exactly,
you know, credit to Willie Taggart for doing exactly what he said he would do, which was recruit the area and recruit it well.
Yeah, no, he did. I mean, and you know, you talk about a lot of the kids that are excited about it. I mean, you know, last year, as we know, was kind of a funky year for everybody. But yet, you look at FAU, and you know, just in less than a season, they put things in together. They got a really good coaching staff. You see a lot of the guys, you know, you get guys like Stanford Samuel and guys like that to do your recruiting. People who everybody knows, people who feel comfortable. You're in a better frame of mind, I believe, and I think that that's where FAU is headed. They're going to be more of a local team because, you know, let's face it, and I said this years ago, Kevin, that if they get one or two kids, maybe preferably just one kid from, like, Pahokee and one kid from Glade Central, they'll have, like, eight kids in a cycle, in a four-year cycle, and you'll get more fans, you'll get more interest, you know, and that's what they got to do. I mean, you got to get local kids to put people in the stands. If everybody wants to get a hold of you and find out all the information, how they're going to do it, give them a way to follow you.
Absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter at the Kevin Fielder, and you can follow FAU specific content at FQFAU, fifth quarter FAU.
Good stuff. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Larry. Thanks for having me on again.
Good stuff. Kevin Fielder fills us in on FAU football and did an awesome job with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.